I think that overall the community has adapted very well to the extended smoke-free areas, and I guess that's a reflection of health research showing that there is no level of exposure to secondhand smoke that's risk-free. Our survey, which was conducted by an independent research company, found that 87% of businesses surveyed and 77% of residents supported the ban on smoking in all our pedestrian malls, bus malls and covered bus shelters.
And infringement notices, has there been many issued?
No, there hasn't. We've been very deliberate in having an extended education period for people, and we believe that peer pressure also is very important in self-regulating smoking bans. Where there's been instances where our patrols have observed people smoking, it's been brought to their attention and they've been asked to leave those areas, and they've done that.
What then would be the council's long-term strategy for smoking in Launceston and in public places?
I guess our long-term strategy is anything that we could do that would encourage people to give up smoking, we would be keen to play our part. If people have got a smoking habit, that they should conduct themselves in a manner that doesn't cause nuisance or health problems to other peoples in our community, particularly where there is a lot of pedestrian traffic, such as in malls and in shopping areas generally.
Is it perceived as a health issue, or is it becoming now something that's more of a misdemeanour or a crime?
I guess it's an evolutionary process. We've acknowledged as a council that the community believes that it is a nuisance issue and also a health issue. Now, the council has determined policy to have smoke-free areas as a consequence, and that's predominantly focused on areas where there is high levels of pedestrian traffic. We're doing that through an education campaign, and we're hopeful that self-regulation and peer pressure will resolve that matter. After a period of time, that will move more into an enforcement frame, and we have clear legislative basis under the Public Health Act for people to be fined for smoking in a smoke-free area.
What do you think about the community restricting areas in which people can smoke?
Well, in pubs, it's all right. Okay, I agree with that. But on the street, it's out.
I think it's discrimination, basically, putting us in spots.
I think it's good, because I don't think people that don't smoke need to be around it if they don't want to be.
It's a good idea, even though it is a little bit ironic. I guess it's easier for everyone, because half Launceston don't smoke and don't like being around it, so yeah, it's not exactly a good thing, so yeah.
I don't like being discriminated against.
Well, I kind of think it's a good idea because there's a lot of people from like schools and stuff that smoke after school and stuff like that, and it's a bit feral looking in that, and there's always butts and everything around on the ground.
Where do you think that the Launceston Council is going to go with this next? I mean, I can't imagine that this is the final destination. We still have smoking in areas such as Aurora Stadium at York Park or other areas in public. Does the council have a long-term strategy there?
Well, just recently the council passed a resolution that in all situations where the city council provides grant funding for any event, the event's to be tobacco smoke-free. With the exception that special smoking areas appropriately signed may be provided. So I think you're seeing perhaps the evolving nature of council's policy position in regard to smoking, and quite clearly the council has established that it believes that there are public health issues at stake, and it seeks to act on those to ensure that we're providing a family-friendly environment. I think, Tim, the positive part of it is that it seems to have been accepted without the need for punitive actions at this point, and that's positive. I mean, you're always going to have the minority that seek to buck the system and, jealously guard their right to be able to smoke, and I guess we're saying to them, well, look, you may have that democratic right at the moment. What we need to ensure is that you enjoying your cigarette doesn't provide negative health outcomes for other people who perhaps don't smoke.